Hello, this is Gary Hutchins with the Sunny Slope Church of Christ in Omaha, Nebraska. This is today's Bible class, a short Bible study every single day, 13, 14 minutes usually, but it keeps us in God's Word, and that is important for the development and the strengthening of our faith, because faith comes by hearing the Word of God, Romans 10 and verse 17. It also helps us keep focused on a relationship with God and upon our spiritual life. And it helps keep us with a more positive spiritual frame of mind to be able to deal with life every day. Help people in your life do better, get a new focus, start thinking about their soul salvation by sharing these short studies with them every day through Facebook friends, text messages, and other technological means. You may help them turn their life around and ultimately get to heaven. What a great blessing for them and for you. So make that commitment and start sharing today. We're coming toward the end of our study, our line of thought and study, asking the question, is your spiritual survival gear packed? Are you always carrying your spiritual survival gear with you every day through life? Well, we're going to come close, and then next time we're going to finish this particular study. But I want us to continue to focus on this spiritual survival gear. We've used as by way of illustration, people who like to go hiking through the wilderness, through the woods, maybe up in the mountains. They like to camp out, not in a campground necessarily with plotted out camping spaces, but they like to be out to themselves. They want to go deep into the forest. They want to go up into the mountains where nobody is, and they want to camp. Well, they need to take some survival gear with them. And if they are avid hikers or campers, they understand that. They need to have a good, accurate map to guide them to where they want to go, to help them to understand what path they're on, where they're going to end up, you know, heading if they keep on that path, but also how to get back home. They also need to have a compass to guide them as to direction, according to the magnetic forces of the earth and so on. We understand what a compass is. They also need to have light, especially if they're going to be overnight in their camping. Now, but even if they're just hiking during the day through a dense forest, they're going to need a light with them because they're going to be surrounded by and covered over largely by a canopy of dense trees. And so not as much sunlight is going to get down to the pathway that they're walking on and traveling through in their hiking experience. So they're going to need a good light. A dependable light. And they're also going to need at least a basic first aid kit in case something happens and there's an accident and they get injured, or maybe somebody with them gets injured. So a Christian always needs as well to be equipped with a spiritual survival kit. He needs to have spiritual survival gear with him all the time because he's always on a journey through a wilderness. And that is the wilderness of sin, which is an apt description of this world in which we live. So, what are the implements of that spiritual survival gear? Well, we have a roadmap. We need to carry that with us in our head all the time, and that's the Bible. We need to be avid students of God's Word so that we can know what it says to teach us as to staying on the path of godliness that ultimately will lead us to eternal life with Him in heaven, an eternal home in heaven. What a great concept! What a great goal to have! It ought to be the ultimate goal of everybody living in this world, in every generation. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14 talks about that pathway. Straight, narrow. It's the pathway of God's truth that leads us to heaven. And it is contrasted by Jesus himself in that same text with another pathway that is wide and broad, and that is the pathway of wickedness and evil and sinfulness, and it leads to eternal destruction in hell. We want to stay off that path. We want to light up the path that will lead us by God's truth, and that's the Bible, His Word, all the way to heaven. Our compass is our conscience. God created us in His own image, Genesis 1 and verse 26. And in so doing, He created us unique from everything else He created because He created us with a soul. So we have a spiritual being within us, within our physical bodies. Now, the bodies are going to die physically and ultimately decay away, unless the Lord comes again first, but our soul goes on. It's eternal. And we want to make sure that our soul, our spiritual essence, our spiritual being, which is who we really are and what we really are, we want to make sure that's going to be in heaven. That most essential aspect of us will have eternal life in heaven with God and Christ and the Holy Spirit. So God has instilled within us, in creating us with a spiritual being, with a soul, He has instilled within us a conscience. And He has set that conscience and conditioned it to be guided by His teachings, to help us understand the very principles of morality versus immorality, of goodness versus evil, of righteousness versus unrighteousness, and of godliness versus wickedness. Our conscience has been set by God to help us recognize danger, and if we do stray off the path, to send out an alarm warning to get us back on the right path, the path of godliness, the path of God's truth. That's our conscience. That's our compass. Now, the light that we need to always be carrying with us, again, that's God's Word. But we need to know that light. We need to know His Word to guide us in His will. Psalm 119, verse 105, "Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." If we are always carrying the knowledge of God's Word, accurate knowledge of God's Word within our minds, within our hearts, within our understanding, then we're going to be a whole lot better equipped to stay on the pathway of righteousness, godliness, His truth communicated to us in His Word to ultimately guide us all the way to heaven. When we look at Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 8, Paul wrote, "For you were once," he's writing this to Christians now. Now we're talking about spiritual survival gear. "For you were once darkness." When? Again, what is darkness? Sinfulness, unrighteousness, ungodliness. "You were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." He's writing this to those who have left the darkness of sinfulness, that old lifestyle they were living before they became Christians, and they have taken up the life of Christianity. They have taken up the life of righteousness and godliness, dedication to Christ, Christianity. And he says, you once were in darkness. Your lives personified darkness, the darkness of sin in which you were living. He said, but now, having been forgiven, having been redeemed, having been saved, born again as you were baptized into Christ, now you're a light. You're a light. And what does he say again there? Verse 8, Ephesians chapter 5, light, you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. What we think about also, our Lord's statement in along this line, going back all the way to the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5. And in Matthew chapter 5, and we look at, well, first he says in verse 13, you're the salt of the earth. But then in verse 14, he says, you're the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. And then he says in verse 16, let your light so shine before men, before the world around you, before the people around you, your family members, your friends, your work associates, your neighbors, your acquaintances, people you do business with. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. We need to be children of light. We need to have our lights turned on all the time, is what Jesus was saying there. We need to be like that city that is built on a hillside where in the darkness we can look from a distance and see all the lights of the houses turned on there. And it can give us guidance. Maybe we live in that city and it'll give us guidance back home. But we need to be the light of godliness. We need to be the light of the world because Christ is in us. God is in us. We are in Christ. We are living by the light of His Word, and the people all around us, so many of them are living in the darkness of sin and wickedness and evil, and we need to show them the way through the example of our Christian lives. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4, Paul wrote, "Whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them." You see, how can we be the light of the Lord? How can we be the light of the world? By living by the light of God's Word, by living by the light of the gospel that Jesus brought into this world. Verse 6, "For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." When we're baptized, Romans 6 and verse 3, 4 and 5, we're baptized into Christ. And thereby, as we pick up that new life in Christ, we become the light, an additional light to the world. His light shining through our lives to the world around us, helping them to see the error of their way and help them to see the way into the light of godliness, forgiveness, salvation in Christ, and ultimately eternal life in heaven. We need to live by that light, and we need to be that light. We need to exhibit that light ourselves. By continually checking our bearings, we need to live in the light, stay in the light of God's Word, and then we can be assured that we're walking with God, that we're walking in the light of godliness. Now, we're not talking about an impossible prospect. God would not expect the impossible from us. We're talking about the way that God has laid out for us. And He has opened up that pathway by sending His Son as the light for mankind into this world to die on the cross, so that we could have the opportunity to be forgiven and saved through Him and carry on that light before all the people around us in the world. God has made the way for us. He has given us the light of His Word, and He has given us the opportunity then to walk in that light and to be that light as we exhibit how we're living by His teachings before everybody around us. Spiritual survival gear. We'll finish our study next time. Let's pray. Father, help us to be the light of Your Word, of Your Son, as we live by Your teachings, by the message of forgiveness and salvation that He brought to mankind. Help us to be that light before all of those who live around us on a daily basis, and all to Your glory, Father. Please forgive us and hear our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.